How's your sobriety going? Mm-hmm. How'd I know to ask that? Because I know. Today ain't the fucking day to think you're giving up. Don't, you know. Do I gotta remind you what I told you before? Do I? You gonna fucking get me started? You wanna fucking get me started? Remember what I told you about my nephew? Every time I see him, I look at him like he's like a little superhero. Like, good for you. You might think, well, why wouldn't I look at someone that never did drugs? There's other things I admire about you, all right? You got to get all fucking jealous. I never did drugs. Why aren't I a little superhero? I should take the word little out, by the way. It sounds demeaning. Because every time I look at him, 5 years, I think he's been great. Not only is he clean, but he's doing great, and he looks great, and I'm proud of him. Yeah, he's a hero. He's like a little, it's hard what he, to do that. It's fucking hard. I get it. It's like, God damn it. But you're gonna be fine. Yes, it's a, what's the matter? I can't have a little motivation speech to open up my podcast? All right, listen, I got a lot to talk about. Fucking grit your teeth and do it. And behind your back, once everyone knows you're doing it, behind your back, just in case they don't, you don't know it, because you might think, well, I did it before and then I fell off the wagon. It doesn't matter. People still behind your back, they're all saying, I'll tell you what they're saying. They're fucking rooting for you. They're rooting for you. They're going, I think this is going to be the time. All right. Now listen, enough of that. Please don't kill me. Somebody sent in a thing. All they asked for was some suggestions for music for their wedding. It's you. And then you sent me something of like a voicemail of you telling your wife, send it again. And listen, I promise you, if your wedding happened already, I'll feel like shit. But I think, yeah, I have a little bit of time. Email me. Email me today. We're going to do it on next week's show. We did it on last week's show on the opening, and I don't want to bore you with what happened. But we talked about it for 15 minutes. Not only did we talk about the music you should play at weddings, but I did 15 minutes on a lot of other stuff too. The music, the setting, or the food. We're going to do it again next week's show on the opening. We're going to talk about it. All right? You know who you are. So I only got one, so it's you. I know you're like, oh, I got to wait another week. If you tell me your wedding is this Saturday night, well, then I guess it is too late. Then I'll email you right back. All right, enough of that. In the show, I said something about Bethany. She has a new talk show. I was like, yeah, she used to have that reality show. I had it wrong. So when I start talking about it, my background information on her is wrong. But what I said wasn't wrong. You know, they have like an infomercial for the show. My show's going to be this, and my show's going to be that, and my show's going to be this. You just do your show. Of course you talk about it amongst your friends. But like I think of Ellen DeGeneres. Her show has all those things. It's funny. It's heartwarming. It's everything. It's inspirational. It's Ellen DeGeneres. But it just happened that way. It's who she is. And then it comes out of her and it just is that. I don't know. I talk about it on the show. Today. Now I talk about it twice. I don't even know why it bothered me. I know why, because it's an infomercial. Sort of like an infomercial. It's not an infomercial, but they're flipping around and they see. You think, oh, it's the show, and then it's just highlights of the show. And then it goes, September 9th. You know what? I wish her nothing but luck. Oh, jeez. There's something that's called a humble bundle. Go to humblebundle.com. It's not a commercial. Well, it's a commercial for me. And they package all these different things together. I'm packaged in. It's like Louis C.K., and then it's Maria Bamford, Gary Goldman, And it's like our CD, and then it's our special, and it's a lot of stuff. So you, a lot of the money goes to charity. 1%. No, it actually a lot does go to charity. I think you pay what you can. I like that. All right, so that's the opening to this week's show. Chris Fairbanks is our guest. He was extraordinary. All righty. Is there anything else? Is there anything else? All right, that's it. I got to go. Bethany's calling me on the other line. Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be in Richmond at the... I'm at Irvine tonight, Friday and Saturday. Tonight is Friday, then Saturday and Sunday. And then I'm at Richmond. Look, this is just, you know, typical Todd Glass. I mean, it's the Richmond Funny Bone or the Richmond Improv? There's only one there. So go to, you know, just call them up. It's the Richmond Improv. All right, I'm not sure. But I'm there the 3rd of October through the 6th. And I'll tell you this, this sounds phony, but I swear to you I'm being genuine. I've been there before, and I really like it there. I should know the name of the club before I plug it. And then I'm at Helium Thanksgiving week. That's right. I'll be at Helium the 20th of November. Then I take Thanksgiving off on the 21st, and then I'm there the 22nd, 23rd, and 20th. That's it. So I'll be there the 20th, the 22nd, and the 23rd at Helium Comedy Club. Do Preston and Steve. Really looking forward to that. And I'm coming to Dallas like the first week. When do I go to Dallas at the Improv? December 5th through the 8th. I'm at the Improv in Dallas. And that is one of my favorite clubs. Not only the club, the people, the staff. I love that staff. Anyway, all right, enough of that shit. It's not shit, it's my life. All right, oh my God, I'm out of time. All right, Aristotle, roll in the thing. Guess what? I forgot about Squarespace. How could I forget about them? How could I, huh? It doesn't even make sense. With their 20 highly customized templates? I don't even know what templates are, but you do. Yeah, you do. I'll learn about templates. All I ever cared about was customized templates. It's easy to use. Support. I got an email that said, yeah, I'd like to join, but I need support 24/7. Well, they have it. You want a free trial offer, 20% off? Free trial, 20% off? Go to squarespace.com. Push in the code GLASS9. All right? So everything's just, it's all good. Just keeps getting better and better with these Squarespace people. You know what? I think they're out of control. It just sounds too good. It's like, I'll tell you the truth between me and you. I don't know how they do it. Squarespace. I'm starting to fall in love with you. All right, everybody. Have a large day.
Now entering Nerdist.com.
Yes.
Funny guy, Todd Glass.
Hi, this is the Todd Glass Show.
You fucking call me back.
Is that Sarah Silverman?
Don't call me ever again.
God bless her.
The Todd Glass Show.
Is that Jimmy Kimmel?
Yeah, sir, please don't talk during the opening. How do you get...
Listen, man, I really...
Is that Zach Galifianakis from the movies?
Promote.
Hi.
Central presents...
Chris Fairbanks.
Todd Glass. Ryan Regan. Again, if you don't want me to do the podcast, just...
Is that Chris Fairbanks?
I don't know.
Yes.
Know that?
Chris Fairbanks is on the show. Beg?
God, it's Maren.
Is it Chris Fairbanks?
I'm the guy who can't come on the Todd Glass Show. What do I fucking need to do?
His very funny podcast, The Todd Glass Show, can be found at Nerdist.com.
Here we go.
Todd Glass.
Okay,
we're going live. That's what they do. You know, those shows, they try to make it like they're showing behind the scenes. Okay, we're going live. Camera one on a wide shot. Todd enters the room.
Todd Glass.
Here we go. We're going live. Why don't I?
Why don't I enter this podcast like they do on a talk show? Like, why don't I come from over there and everyone applauds and I go to the mic and do a monologue?
After I've seen a lot of TV, but I actually don't recall hearing the dialogue of the people doing camera operator.
Oh, they do that on the like, Dr. Phil show sometimes?
Punch in.
Yeah, punch in, camera four, go wide.
Go
you
wider.
Never saw that?
Go wider, he's a fat ass. Someone says something like that, and they just get...
Go wider, he's a fat ass.
Up, you're fired. That's no, wait, on the opening of a show.
You've really never seen that?
Maybe the word they do it out of not for novelty. See, just...
Stop moving your mic.
If I don't, it's going to affect my posture, maybe permanently.
I'd rather you have bad... Shut up. Chris Fairbanks is our guest, woo! Everybody.
Good. Cold open. Thank you.
Come on, let's do...
Pan left. Pan
like,
left.
I don't like shows where they give a round of applause and it dies down. Like, let the guy feel welcome.
Is it weird that I'm applauding, too? That's actually self-indulgent.
You're not applauding.
I know. I'm masturbating. Hey, speak.
All right. Our guest is... I go very old school. Our guest is Chris Fairbanks. He'll be joining us today for some comedy antics. So you had people ask you if you can... They go, do you get high and draw? Our listeners might not know that you also, besides being a funny stand-up comedian, what type of art do you say you do?
I guess I... say I'm an illustrator now.
An illustrator?
Yeah, because I end up just doing drawings.
That's funny. I like the way you say it.
Scanning them and coloring them and emailing them to people. That's not really art. Like that, I was taught in art school that wasn't art. And I'm like, I don't care. I'm not going to paint pictures and put them in a gallery, you dumb hippie. And so I learned to draw and sent them to magazines, and that's how I got work.
Well, let me tell you something. You okay?
Yeah, I'm all right. It's just hot. It's hot out.
Yeah, it's cool in here, though. Huh? Don't make my listeners think that I put everybody in a hot room.
The temperature in this room is so perfect that...
You know when somebody goes, Art, I have a whole theory in this. Tell me if I'm pretty close, because I came up with this theory a few weeks ago. Okay. When somebody goes, and even though I see certain things, like people go, well, art is anything. Yeah, anything's art. So if you draw it, and you, yeah, it's technically art. And someone goes, oh, so if I just take like a load of shit and throw it on a piece of paper and call it's art? And I feel like saying to that person, first of all, that person's me, but I've seen it from another angle now, because I used to be that person, you know. Yeah. I go, well, I don't. I think you're being part of the wrong side of why they call it art.
Yeah.
They call it art, and they don't give it any restrictions because it is so important that there are no rules to it. Now, if occasionally some fuck job like you comes along and goes, that means I can put shit on a board and call it art. Yeah, you do too. You get to call that art, but we still don't. It's whatever. Yes, if you call it art, it's art.
I went to art school, and there were.
Am I wrong?
Fuck jobs or fuck tards. There were hippie kids that would put shit on a canvas, and they.
If they're trying their hardest, it's art, right?
I don't. No, I
put your glass
on
the thing.
I disagree.
Balancing it on the wire.
See what you just said. You know that could be art, like because you got angry all of a sudden for no reason.
Thank
it
you.
Takes people talk about it. Like that's some people think
you're confusing
that the definition of art is that you're talking about it. But I don't think if something needs to be explained or it comes with some kind of instructions, then I don't think it's art.
Our guest is Chris Fairbanks. In studio with us today is also his friend, Phil. Philip, right?
Yeah. I just
I'm going to play this later. I'm going to play that later.
But he's my friend.
Phil's here. I know that was a weird chop. You were talking. And we're going to get back to it. But at least I acknowledge it was a horrible interview. I asked you a question, and then I go somewhere else.
I was real close to finishing that point. That's all
right. So, Aristotle, you're doing all right? Well, we did a pre-opening. Okay, so back to you and your art talk. So anything is art? You said you had people that would sort of take advantage of that anything's art, or did they really think what they were doing was
right,
art?
My point is that you shouldn't have to tell people it's art. Oh. And maybe that's what makes me an illustrator. I'm just like, it should be I like paintings by Van Gogh and sculptures, and you throwing shit at a wall isn't art to me. Sorry. I'm kind of traditional. I was taught to, like,
now, what would you say?
As a kid, my dad made me draw my hand over and over. And
make
then
a turkey.
Some other, oh, yeah, every,
What's up, Turkey?
Hey, that's what he called me. Then he hit me.
So hold on. So
he hit me a lot.
No, he didn't.
Nah, he kissed me. He kissed me a lot. Oh, God.
I was kissed
Which
too
is
much.
Worse?
I don't know.
Punching or kissing?
Kissing is better.
Yeah,
always
yeah.
love is kissing is better. Of course.
Well, talk to a lot of strippers. Wish they got punched.
Where do you come up with this shit?
My fucking laboratory.
Hold on. Listen, your laboratory of,
my art.
Of weird ideas.
It's my art.
Listen, now let's go back. Shut up. You're making me. You're fucking with my head.
No, I'm not.
Okay, let's. I don't. I believe that you're not. I thought you were, but I saw the look in your eyes. You were like, no.
No.
You looked at me like I wouldn't do that. I get it. You're being real. So let's move on then. Not move on to a different topic. So this art thing.
But let's continue to hesitantly accuse people of each other of things. And then back out immediately. Make that a thing.
I don't think we did that at all.
Well, right now you're condescending.
No.
I'm just kidding. You aren't at all. I like how you're doing. It seems like I'm just...
I can't follow what you're doing right now, but I know it's great. Because I can just tell by everybody else in the room how hard they're laughing.
That's not...
And I have get it. Well, I know what you're doing. You're mocking me.
That's the worst ever, because then... It's like, well, I don't understand what you're doing, but people around me are laughing, so because I guess it's funny.
Can I tell you, I'll clean it all up for you and you're going to feel better? Because okay. I've had a lot of fresh air. So my getting lost had nothing to do with you. It all had to do with me. But I got back just in time to figure out what you were doing. You were mocking me in a funny way.
Right.
We'll take a break. We'll be back. Have another cup of fresh air. All right. This is the type of show we're becoming. we've become. So the art thing, I guess we'll just leave it at it's art, right? Let me ask you a question. I know the answer is probably yes, but I don't say to everybody I'm an artist. But like I'll give you an example. At my house, I wanted a big piece of art, but you know I'm not to get a big piece of art. I'm thinking I'll just make it. So I just went and got cheap like big planking and had a carpenter. You know, like had stuff being done at my house one day. I said, hey, I want to do this. So I sort of like showed him what to do, and he built it with me, which means he did all the work, and I just said, okay, put that over there, then screw that in, because you know they got a nail gun. It fucking happens.
But Picasso did. He had people paint paintings. He'd go, yeah, I like it, and then he'd sign it.
Exactly. I'm the dumb guy who believes you. So I made
it. It's true.
Oh, is that true?
He really did have underlings that would like actually
weird.
Paint. The only time he touched it is when he's signing it.
That's what the guy should do at the improv, to draw all those faces, have somebody come in there at 3 a.m. and claim he did it.
Just to clear up his name. What a shit mural that is. It looks like he paid one of his dolphins to paint it. The guy that paints dolphins.
Here's what I would have really done if I was him. Okay, let me explain to everyone, and we'll leave this on there. I like to say it in a way because, you know, there isn't a I don't negate that guy is an artist. But here's what happened. What I would have done if I was him. So let me explain to the listening audience real quick. It's worth bringing him there. They did murals outside the improv. I was happy that even included me. And I like the concept of it. It's like on all these walls that are around the courtyard, they drew comedians standing. So there's like Jay Leno behind Jay Leno. Yeah. There's Richard Pryor behind Richard Pryor. They're all just standing. It looks like they're standing all over. The concept is good, but he had a lot of trouble with the faces. And
everyone looks like a burn victim or that they got stung by bees.
Yes.
And you were a victim of one of those.
Thank you.
I'm not going to say which.
And the ones you can – I'm going to still hit this. I'm gonna still hit this from a sort of a sensitive place.
Right.
Okay. So I do not think the guy does not have talent.
Hell no.
At all.
I'm a big fan of his. I've noticed his underwater, like realistic underwater. I don't know if he does it with airbrush, but they're beautiful and light sources, all that shit.
Yeah, and the concept and the colors, I liked it the way it's all. So here's all I would have done if I was him. I'm being serious. There had to be a point where he was doing the faces. And by the way, the faces are either you don't know who it is, or if you know who it is, you're lucky because it's just good enough to. What I would have done was, I'm not even joking around. Like the first person that didn't know who someone was, you probably wrote them off. Like you're doing it, and you go, and someone walks out, a waitress, and she goes, "Who's that?" And she walks away like an idiot. And then someone else tries to make you feel better. They go, "No, of course you can tell it's Richard Pryor because our nature isn't to want to alarm people, even if we were thinking I didn't know who it was either."
Yeah.
Then that happened again. And then it happened again. And there had to be a point where he was like going inward, fucking, maybe getting annoyed. Here's what I do. This has to do with what you said about Picasso. I'm serious. Go to a friend and say, listen, what do you call someone that does faces, that does portraits? Uh-huh. Even if it's through where they shine the light on it and then because you can do those pretty quick.
Right. That's what.
And say, I'm having trouble with the faces. I'm embarrassed. What do you do? He goes, you know, come in there at 5 in the morning and we'll fix the faces. No one will know it wasn't you. It's still his body of work.
Yeah.
And I'd been all, but they didn't do that.
He didn't care. He does do that with his whales and shit. He's done a bunch of murals. I would have loved to have done that mural. And if I had done it, I would have projected at least to do the outline of
it. By the way, I think you told me that.
And when I saw it, preliminary paintings of it, it was just wispy, haphazard bullshit. And I'm like, this is going to suck. I could tell from the beginning. He just did like marked things. And I'm like, well, that guy's head's going to be too big. And he appears to be behind a guy with a normal head. Why was like, and then he just went with it and didn't spend a lot of time on it. He did the whole thing in like 2 days, which is kind of impressive. But I would have liked to have spent a month on that thing and made it look dope.
Yeah.
And
hey, sometimes you know, people make a wrong call.
I would have loved to have done it.
Sometimes people make a wrong call, like the people in neighborhoods that paint their house orange. Now, orange can be so cool. Like I've seen that Mexican orange, and it's just got a cool look to it. Or it can be gross. Now, I think some people just buy the orange and then they do their whole home. They got to look back and go, something. But they don't say it. Their family goes, does it look weird? They're like, no, it looks good. There's people out there that have an orange house or any weird color. Like, I'm not talking about
with, like, baby blue shutters. Oh, come on. Just contrasting. Oh, I don't. Oh, look at. Oh, pink flamingos, too. You really had to shove it down our throats.
No, I love it. So anyway, let's say the mistake we're talking about. It's not like on a scale from 1 to 10. 10's when you look at a home and it's everything you would do. You'd be like, those people really got it.
Yeah.
And then there's a 9, there's an 8. I'm talking the orange that's like a 4. Like there's no doubt. It's not just a shade. You'd like it a little different. It looks okay. I'd probably have it darker. That's a fuck up.
Yeah.
So there's
people. You just drive by and you're like, oh, look, colorblind people up there. And then you keep driving, right? Seriously, there's the whole.
Yeah. But what I think is there is a good chance that some of these people, it could be a weird blue, like you're saying, it doesn't matter, that have no idea. Because every time they ask somebody, people are going to lie to them. What are you going to tell you when they paint their whole fucking house? What are you going to do? Go, no, you need to redo your whole home. So you go, it looks okay.
Right, especially if it's a bold choice and you know they're going out on a limb. Especially if they're asking you, what do you think of the color? I love it.
Guess what? That's why I did what I just did. So here, speaking of art, I took up an old planking. Picture like, and I made a square, and I made a frame out of it on a wall, and behind it I just put like a piece of board. Think I'm going to get something, and it'll go in there. Mm-hmm. But at least I have the space now. What do I hear shaking? Like a glass or something?
It's okay.
It's my head. So I thought, I don't know what to do, but I had an idea. I bought a book of doors, you know, all over the Dublin, and then you know Ireland, or I guess they're both in the same place or whatever.
Sure, no.
And then I ripped them out of the magazine, and I just started, you know, spraying glue on the back of them and putting them all over, you know, overlapping each other, just door after door. And then I took I burnt shit. I wanted to make it look like there was something somewhere, and then it got ruined outside, but I pulled it out of the trash and went, it's cool that it's wrinkled, and I burn it, and then I put stain on it to try to dumb it down. Mm-hmm. When I was all done, I didn't like it. It looked like a big poster. It looked cheap.
Yeah.
So I thought maybe I was wrong. So when I invite people over the house, you don't go, hey, what do you think of my... You bring them in. Here's how I got the truth out of people. And yeah, I still need something for in there. I tried it, but it just didn't turn out.
Open people up for suggestions.
Yeah, like I'm not you don't have to worry. Like it's not staying. So then if you go, what do you think of that? No one's going to tell you the truth. And everybody that I showed it went, even though you're hoping, you're still holding on to that. They go, no, it looks good. You know what everybody did? Most people that I asked, they went, yeah, I see what you mean. It just looks like a little cheap. And I'm like, yeah.
Even though I'm a little bit inside. Yeah, you're
hurt. I'm not really hurt because I'm glad that I got the right answer. Yeah, yeah. But yeah, I just lost the last little bit of hope that I might have been wrong. That's what I'm feeling.
No, that's happened so many times in my life where I'm like, oh, I don't like this thing. I'm not sure of it. I probably don't like it. Maybe I'll just ask someone and like, hey, what do you think of this? I don't really like it. And they're like, yeah, me either. And I'm like, fuck you. Like, then I'm really proud of it. All of a sudden I'm pissed off.
Hey, by the way, who sent this in? I love it.
Andy Urbanak.
Andy Urbanak. Shut the fuck up. Andy Urbanak? Is that his name? What's his name?
Yeah, it's Andy Urbanak.
Andy Urbanak. It's Andy Urbanak. Andy Urbanak. Andy Urbanak. Urbanak. Oh,
it's Andy Urbanak from
the guy. Andy. Urbanak.
Everybody
knows Andy Urbanak. Sure.
You're talking about Andy
Urbs? Andy Urbs. Shut the fuck up. Herbie Baby. can't believe he's back in town.
I can't believe it. Murphy's back in town. Hey.
We're going to have a fucking party.
So, whoa. Blah, 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 blah.
Worth playing the whole thing because I love the last line. Blah,
blah, all this blah, for blah, this. Blah, shut up.
Oh, that's great.
Blah, 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 blah. It's like, that's how annoying you are. At the end of all your blah, blah, blahs, and shut up, too.
At some point, and this is self-indulgent, I want to hear my little jingle from last time again. Just at the end or something.
No, I want to get it. What did it say?
It said, Chris Fairbanks, Chris Fairbanks.
Oh, we need to find that. No, no, we should have that on the board. I apologize. So far, you've been nothing but a treat. No whistling.
I'm sorry?
If you whistle, the bird won't talk. That's what we grew up hearing. People come into our house. It was like because we had a bird. But if you whistle, my mom was told the birds won't learn to talk.
Oh, wow.
Don't whistle the bird. Mom, the bird's 15. It's been talking. It's not going to erase
it. Most people are bad at whistling, though. But a good whistler, let him go.
Well, our neighbor, to be honest with you, our neighbor was Roger Whittaker.
Oh, wow.
I'm probably the only one in the world that knows that. Why I know this, I have no idea. But Roger Whittaker was like, I don't know what year he was from. Like, when I was a kid, he seemed like he was old. And he whistled. He had a lot of songs where he would whistle. And the ship comes into the harbor. Ba ba boom 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 boom. Holy old faithful town.
My buddy Nate Craig and I, we're both strong whistlers, but we've wasted it our whole lives. I think that we should do a sketch. Wouldn't it be fun? Do you think it's a funny idea to be like a duo, like a pretty like, you know, good natured whistling duo?
You mean you want to
do like civic centers and churches?
I don't
and
know. This is a horrible idea.
We're wearing sweaters and we're like.
You could whistle. I'm a little bit country. I'm a little bit rock and roll. That would.
Well, I am a little bit rock and roll because my background is that I whistled during that Scorpion song and Sweet Child of Mine.
Did you find any?
And I used to do drugs.
I gotta get it at the break.
It's not your fault.
He's a Mormon.
He's a Mormon.
I don't know. I thought I'd pitch something while on the show. I'm wasting everyone's time.
No, you're not. Did you want to pitch an idea?
No.
Right,
I just
listen.
Told you about this idea.
What do you think?
But I'm not going to. I've decided not to do it.
What do you think of this is true. To George Carlin, this is true. Why we're talking about it, I don't have any. And I, look,
honest
here's why
Carlin.
I feel bad about to George Carlin.
Uh-huh.
I've almost. It's weird the shit that makes me feel bad. Like, and then I'll do something. There's got to be somebody going, really? He feels bad for that? And then he manages to do Tom Likas, you know, doing the adult. Because that's just so, you know. So anyway, but I do feel bad because this person does exist. But I need to talk about this. Her name was Badonna. You know how you know a friend through a friend and then you're in your life for a little while? Nice girl. Her name was Badonna. Of course, when I met her, I went, Madonna? She went, no, Badonna.
Oh.
And then I would watch her in life. You know, every time I was around her and she happened to be introducing herself to someone new, Madonna? Badonna. She'd be like,
pissed?
Any sane person changes their name, right? Am I totally wrong? Because otherwise you spend your whole life, like, to me it should be like this. You know someone for 4 years, you finally see their license one day and it says, oh, it says, why do you go by Susan? It says here your name's Badonna. And you go, oh, I'll tell you why. Because people always thought I said Madonna, and it's okay for thinking it. She's very famous. My name is one syllable off.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just used my middle name because I found myself. I started to get angry at people. I was like, no, Badonna. Yeah. Now, why would you think Madonna? Why? Why would you? You know, hey, I'm a Blad Plitt. You know, is that fair?
Are you a mall cop?
Bart Schmart. Bart Fart.
Fart.
Fart and Farty.
Marty McFarts.
Come on!
Get out of my mall.
Get out of my heart.
Get into my car.
Get in. So we got that. Hey, by the way, the other night this girl told me that she had a date over for dinner. Or maybe a friend, just a friend. And he said, she goes, do you like the food? Again, to George Carlin. Oh, you were there, young Jake. And the guy goes, it's cool. Cool. Like, did you like it? It's cool. Huh. Like, how do you like the cake? Or how do you like the roast? You know, I made a roast. Do you like it? It's cool. Like, who the fuck says food's cool? Like,
someone that thinks it's not heated high enough? Do they? Yeah, it is. That's a dumb description.
What, do you want to hang out with my meatloaf? Or do you want to taste it and tell me it's delicious?
Want to fucking go to the bathroom like Fonzie and meet my meatloaf in a toilet? paints a horrible picture.
No, I know what you mean. It's like, oh, my meat. Hey, my guess what? My meatloaf. I talk to it. It thinks you're cool.
It's really cool. And you look out, and the meatloaf is surfing on a wave with sunglasses. That's the coolest meatloaf ever. You know what I mean? I guess that's a weird. I always want to have a. I want to have a T-shirt with that's like a piece of pizza wearing sunglasses surfing on a wave, and just have it say "cool food."
Did you see the new pizza? I got to give the Pizza Hut commercial credit. They say, you know, great things in time, and they really shoot it really well. Like, you know, when bands are coming up with some of their songs, they've eaten pizza during it. Uh-huh. You know, when people are inventing things, you know, late at night when you're trying to figure out how you can get this, you know, and or probably Google when they were coming up with Google. Yeah. What did they do when it was 4 in the morning or 3 in the morning or 12?
Oh, I haven't seen the commercial,
they ate pizza.
But that's a neat
They weren't
idea,
eating
yeah.
fish, sure. you know. No one was going, oh,
yeah.
some filet.
We should order in. That would distract them. They're like, oh, I didn't get hollandaise. What were we talking about? Ah, oh, fuck it. Yeah. Let's smoke crack.
Anyway.
Pizza.
Can I play? Can you? I want to play this for you. It's worth it. This little kid. I love at the end. And then we looped it.
It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside. And when you wake up, ready to say, I'll think I'll make a snappy today. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling. The feeling you know that I will be back when the day's new. And I'll have more ideas for you. And I'll have things you want to talk about. I hold you. Thank you. Thank you.
He's so appreciative.
Oh, man.
He can't believe that he gets a thank. He goes, thank you. The first one was just a thank you. And then he realized, oh, thank you. Like, yeah. play the loop of it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's more heartfelt after people keep
thank
clapping.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. He's like this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I don't want to take over at all, but can you stop looping that?
Thank you.
Okay, that's cute. That's a cute. Oh, God. Oh, here we go.
Thank you.
Are you okay?
No, I just didn't tell you. A lot of things kick in, my vertigo and my vomiting, and it's a looping childhood. Especially if it gets louder. Especially if it gets louder. Oh, God, here it comes. It's too late. God, am I ever going to have a kid?
I see this. If you had a kid, I bet you'd run around the house playing this song, letting him eat ice cream.
The recipe's something serious, but I see cream.
This is how I picture your life. You wake up. You know what I do? Tom Martin said that about me last week. What, you come in and I just say it about you. It's a picture of your life. I resurrect bits from last week. All right, enough with that. I'm a little all over the place. Hey, your food's cool. Hey, your lasagna's cool. What else would you call bad? Would you not call food? Hey, I'm the girl.
Sure.
And, you know, I'm making dinner for you. What would you not say to me? Like, not, you know, like, hey, do you like the, I never made beef stew before. Do you like it?
Oh, yeah. It's really understanding. It doesn't like me.
I never thought to go to those things. It's really understanding.
Yeah, like, give it an emotion.
Yeah. They're hard to think of.
Oh,
hold
the soup's
on.
Persistent. You know, like, what the hell is it? But cool, I guess people say cool. Oh, that's cool.
It's cool. Well, that's why,
It sounds like she made, I mean, a lot of times people tell a story. This happens all the time, especially lately. And you can, in their story, they're like, isn't this person an idiot? But you can see the other person inside of it. And so it's like, well, you made shitty food and he was being nice. So he said cool.
Right.
Your meatloaf wasn't wearing sunglasses. It was just cold and too salty. And so...
Can I be honest?
You're just the other dude now.
You almost... I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, yeah.
But in this case, I don't think it would... Because even if something is horrible, you still don't use cool as an adjective.
Right,
you just
go,
it's really good. You might not have to go on for an hour about it.
Well, he's a dumb kid. He's probably a
He's a fucking idiot,
he's
is my point.
Goddamn kid in his goddamn 20s.
He's a piece of shit.
Is that everyone here at this table? Well, you know what, like... What a weird bunch of noises I just made.
Can I tell you something? Can I tell you what Henry Phillips... You're friends with him, right?
Henry has a great examples of this where he's like...
Oh, no, I'll play it to the phone.
Yeah, yeah. He talks about girls... trying to tell stories, and then you can tell that they're the one that's crazy. Not,
yes.
Not the people they're describing as crazy. Henry and I talk about it.
I feel like he left me a message today, and I don't know if I'm over-reading into it.
Okay.
But will you be honest with me? Seems like it's like there's three of them. Hold on, let me.
Hey, this is Henry Phillips. I just thought I'd leave a message, and
hold on. Where is it?
That's okay. Sorry.
What's wrong?
Listen, I don't usually ask people for this kind of favor, and I hope you don't mind my asking, but I'm in a jam. I'm in Topeka, Kansas, and I'm at this real shithole club where it's just, you know, kind of a lot of rednecks and just people that are really into dumb, kind of lowbrow bullshit comedy, you know, just lowest common denominator type stuff. And I was just wondering, do you mind if I use your act to get through this? I mean, not your whole act, but just, you know, a few of your jokes, because I feel like your comedy kind of fits a little bit more with the kind of stuff, you know, that people like here. Yeah, if it's a problem, let me know, but it's just, you know, these people are just a bunch of idiots. They have no taste at all. I've got nothing for them, so I was wondering if I could use some of your jokes. Anyway, give me a call and let me know if that's cool.
No, that's disrespectful, right?
No, I mean, what a what
well, he's
honor.
Insulting me. Like, you hear what he's saying?
All I hear him saying is, "I'm not doing well. Can you lend me a hand?"
Yeah,
and help
but
me
it's
out can, with your ideas.
He said they only like shit and the lowest common denominator stuff. Can I use yours? That's
oh,
not...
I didn't hear that part. Where's he in? Like Topeka or some shit?
I don't know where he's at. But
I didn't even
to
listen.
It
to
gets
the...
worse. That's... I think it gets.
Hey, Todd. It's Henry calling again. I made, and I was like, oh man, I hope it didn't come off like insulting or, you know, offensive or something. I mean, this is your entire act, so I mean, I can certainly give you $50, you know, if that helps. So, you know, I know it's your whole life, so I just you know, $50 or less, you know, whatever. I mean, just give me a call and let me know. I just got in the jam here.
Who says or less? Like the person that thinks they overextended? Here's the last one.
Maybe I went too
hey,
far.
Todd, it's Henry calling. I'm not sure if you got my previous messages, but give me a call back. Just wondering if I could give you $50 to use your shitty jokes. Hope you well, man. I love you. Bye.
Person doesn't even realize they insulted you. Anyway, I hope you're well. I love you. You know, really? You want to buy my whole act for 50? How about $50? Give me a little more than that. It's just so funny. I love the fact that you call somebody. Yeah, they just get dumb shit up here. Hey, if I could use a few of your bits. Now, you and him don't get along anymore. What happened?
Well, we had a... What?
I Wait, like to stir
no,
controversy.
We actually, yeah, we hung out just the other night. Not last night. We just hung out last night. We left laughing and I hugged him bye.
Seems weird.
Did you hear something today?
Did you hear about Robbie's...
Something was wrong with us? Did he say something?
No. I'm not trying. I mean,
is there a fourth call?
No, I didn't hear anything. I heard, you know, why, you guys are cool and everything's good? I don't know where this
is. I mean, I thought we were, but what do you... Is it because I've been...
I got a
I
treat.
Guess I'm kind of seeing
Maybe
someone.
We should stop. Maybe we should stop. Maybe we should stop.
That gets us out of it. I felt like I was lobbing a piece of shit at you.
Oh, no. I thought we were...
You thought we were doing good?
Yeah, the other. I thought we were good.
Oh, let's do it more then.
Okay.
So, yeah, Henry, I mean, you know, Henry, no, I know you guys are cool and everything. Meanwhile, I do go right back to it. I thought you guys were just, no, you guys are cool and I know. I was just saying
it. I mean,
you know what's happening though, right?
Maybe he thinks that's happening because I've been kind of hanging out with someone.
I don't know. I know when he's around, he likes, wait, what?
I thought, okay.
I'm nervous.
Do the
Who have you been hanging out with?
Can you play it again?
Remember you said
we're the bailouts.
What?
Never mind.
All right, hold on. We're all good. Listen, I want to play some stuff for you.
All right, good.
You like when I play my dumb songs, right?
I love your stupid-ass stupid shit.
Do you want to? Let's practice this now. Then later when we call it back in the show, we'll all be able to do it. You ready?
Okay, cool.
Okay, this could be a running theme of today's show. We're just getting started. Okay. Let him sing it once. I want to bring the world together. I really do.
Everybody.
two, three, four. It's easy as a sing-along. Song in the world, sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us.
It's the easiest sing-along song in the world.
Sing along with the words. La 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 la. It's the easiest la 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 la.
It's the
easiest sing-along song in the world.
Oh, this is hard.
Hold on, guys. Everyone together.
It's the easiest sing-along song in the world.
Oh, shit.
Sing along with us.
Damn it.
It's the easiest sing-along song in the world.
Did it change?
Sing along with us.
It's the fuck. God damn it. Why is this so
Can I tell
hard?
You? I'm not so sure. I want the honest answer.
Okay.
Lyricist Joe, I love it because this might not be the easiest sing along song in the world.
No, the lyrics are misleading. Actually,
it's not. Are you to George Carlin?
I swear to George.
I think it's hard. And then young Jake goes, no, it's easy. It's just repeating the same thing. But for me, I just need it like. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world.
It's,
1, 2, 3, 4, count to 10, and then, like, list,
they made song in the, like, one syllable.
Thank you. Play it again from the beginning.
It's easy. Sing-along song in the world.
Yeah.
Well, come on.
Yeah, hold on. Lyricist Joe. From the beginning.
Wait, that...
What?
That wasn't purposely for comedic purposes designed to be hard to sing along to.
No, I think.
Okay, then now I'm actually fucking angry about it.
But it's from.
I thought it comedically. I'm like, wow, someone knows.
First of all,
some linguist designed this song to like. It's like a fucking M.C. Escher drawing where you look at it and your ears get pissed off.
First of all,
listen to it.
Let me tell you something. I couldn't be between a rock and a hard place more maybe my entire life, but I'm going to take the time. I know that Joe McKenzie has a great sense of humor and he's going to laugh at this. We're going to go full circle to what you're saying.
I'm between a rock and a fucking pool of melted marshmallow.
But listen.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. Yeah. Listen to this. I am to George Carlin so like the stuff he sends in. Like me, when we listen to it, every single week, there's not an insult at the end of this. There's why I'm going to be honest about this.
Right.
We're like, it makes you excited to get them. It's just like, it really does. And it's things, and he remembers things, and he pulls bits that we haven't done out in a while and works it into a song. And it's like,
right.
So I really want to just go, oh no, it's all right. So, but today I thought what you just said, I thought, yeah, well, I'm really bad. Maybe for everyone here. So, and young Jake, hey, God bless him. God bless him. He goes, no, it's easy. It's easy. So the minute you said what you said, not easy.
It wasn't easy.
And but no one here was really.
My only concern, and I think the song's terrific now because I feel like we're making some dude lay in a fetal position right now. Sad. Is he listening?
No.
Well, I did it for you, and I thought that.
If he likes this show, right now he's laughing. Now he's wondering probably, are they serious? Joe. I'm very serious. I don't want to try to temper it.
No,
yes, it's hard to sing along to this song. Play it from the beginning, and by the way, if young Jake can do this, which I think he might be able to, he just might have more rhythm than us. But I want you to sing along, put some reverb in his mic, and I want you to do the whole song. Because by the way, if you learn the first part, there's something that happens out of nowhere where it takes a different shift. So anyway, you ready? Mm-hmm. Put some reverb in his mic and play it from the beginning, and really do it.
Okay, but in all fairness, the beginning part is not on this piece of paper.
Well, you can wait till the chorus kicks in.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go ahead. And don't make a joke about it. Really do it. And do it into, like, to the side of the mic. I'm even helping you by not making you...
Everybody loves to sing along. Words are hard to remember. So we gotta do It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us.
I was doing better.
If it's the easiest sing-along song in the world, sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world.
Well, what happened?
Yeah.
La 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 la.
Right. He's tricked it. He tricked us. He's like a music.
Hold on, hold on.
It's that was an experiment. We just all fell for some shit.
No, I don't think so. Joe,
how is
it? Joe,
how is a sing along song by nature? You learn it and then you sing along to it. You can't then switch it up while people are singing along to it.
He did slow down towards the end.
Yeah, he changed the direction. Once you get into a loop. But anyway, all right, we're all good. Relax.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm upset.
Can you sing it?
It's easiest.
Play it along. See if you can do it. I want you to try. Okay. Really try hard.
I'll fucking do it.
Let's add a little element to this. For $1 million, it's a new game show.
You pay me, I'll pay you. I've been working a lot this year. Let's do this shit.
Everybody wants to sing along. Words are hard to remember.
Gonna nail this thing.
So we got a new sing. It's 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. Easiest sing-along song in the between the whip fuck.
You fucking, I know what you're doing. You're trying to make me look stupid. Oh, you think you grew up playing music? You grew up playing music, and so you think you're better than other people? Because you fucking shove your art down people's throats unsuspectingly? I mean, guess not a part. You know how long I've learned to make people laugh? And you just sat there with a goddamn rich parents giving you Casio keyboards? So you can
sing along
with us.
It's easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easy boo doo boo doo 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 easy bit doo skippy doodle doo.
No, don't do that, Aristotle. Don't go over to the drums right now, Aristotle. Seriously, don't. Don't go over to the drums, Aristotle.
God, that's catchy. Oh, come on. Get back at the table.
Aristotle, what are you doing? Is this really a song?
Why?
Yes!
Oh, he's pretty good, Todd.
Yeah.
No, I don't want him to just... I want... Like,
yeah.
But let him play it. He's good.
It's good. I mean...
That actually is good.
Pretty good, yeah.
How come he never told us?
He said he could sing. He was going to go over
there
and
sing.
Are you going
to
sing?
I've tried to play drums before. That's really good.
That's not Aristotle. Shut it off.
All right.
I mean, stop playing. That bit was okay. I just pictured Aristotle went over there and went nuts. I kept saying to go to the next one. And I was like, I thought we didn't have the next one. That's why I started to think. I go, I don't think we have the next one, but we did. I thought it would be funny. What are you going to do? You know, me and him, we get together. We work hard on this show all week.
Right.
For what? For Aristotle to sit there like a lump of shit and taking advantage of our fine talents.
Until you finally turn him off.
Did you really want me to go to the drum?
No, of course not.
No,
hey, by the way, I should point out that Aristotle, on a serious note, that being silly note, well, that being mean silly, when I came in, he got here to the podcast earlier and had the bubble machine going down the stairs, and I walked into bubbles everywhere, and I was it was very exciting. Like, who got here early? This is what we do. Let me show you. Now, this is visual.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Tiny bubbles.
For those of you who can't see it, it's fucking normal everyday bubbles everywhere.
All right. Let me try something different here. Let me try this.
What was that?
I'm going to go around the country doing this song. Yeah.
Everybody loves to sing along.
I know I do.
Words are hard to remember.
It is. Words are hard to remember. That's the truth.
So we got a new sing along.
I do.
It's as easy
It's what? 1, 2, 3, 4. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us.
No, it gets worse.
I know. Well, I know. It doesn't get worse. It gets
it's
harder.
It's a trick. It's
I don't think it is.
I think it is.
If it is.
Every time he sings it, it's a little bit different. It goes,
well, towards the end.
And then it goes.
I'm going to tell you why, Joe, and I say this from a place of love. We eventually learned how to say sing-along song. Even that wasn't the best way to break it up. We eventually got that down, and but that's not – when you're doing a sing-along with the audience, we did it 6 times and we got that down. We're willing to move past that, but let's not forget – am I right
you
when
you – You sang that with an audience 6 times in a row?
No, I'm saying if you were going to do a live sing-along in front of an audience, you want a sing-along that's easy, When you first read it, weren't you like, it's the easiest sing-along – song in the world? Like, the song is weird in there, right?
It should just be, it's the easiest sing-along song. Sing along with
right.
us.
It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. He goes, it's the easiest sing-along song. Oh, he does do that.
So he's ruling out all the sing-along songs from other planets.
Thank you. That's what I'm trying
Come
to say.
Come on. It's a worthless
universe.
That's why.
Yeah, I guess.
How long have you been, you have a girlfriend? Do you mind if we have a serious talk?
I don't know that I have a girl. I'm just seeing. I've been seeing someone. Yeah, that's nice.
That's cool. And you guys, you know, it's fun in those beginning stages when you meet and it's like it's still new.
Wait, did she have brown hair? Who are you talking about?
Your girlfriend. You're the girl.
I'm seeing someone. Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Well, I don't want to divulge. She's actually in the public eye.
Of course. She is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I go to a lot of parties.
Oh, I didn't know you had, like, what is she, a musician? You don't have to tell me who she is. Sheryl Crow.
She's in
Sheryl Crow.
She's in
Sheryl Crow.
She is
Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow.
It's not
Sheryl Crow.
Sheryl Crow. It's not
Sheryl Crow. Sharon Crow.
It's
Debbie Crow.
It's not.
You're dating a crow.
I'm dating a crow Indian woman that I met at a party.
Sheryl Crow. Sheryl Crow.
She's Native American.
Sheryl Crow.
It's a Native
Cher.
Okay, I'm fucking Cher. I'm just on the side. I've been fucking Cher. Who is part Native American?
Can I ask you a question about the...
I didn't know what we were doing or not. I fucked it up.
Can I ask you... No, it's fine.
We'll rewind.
No, we don't have...
Oh, okay.
Okay, can I ask you... You want to do it better?
Sure.
Because you didn't think I... Okay, I get what you're saying. Okay, I didn't mind the way it went, though. But I know what you mean. Here's what you wanted to do.
Okay.
Take two. Hey, can I ask you a question about your girlfriend?
Well, I don't know. I'm just seeing.
You're in those beginning stages. It's fun in those stages, isn't it? Like, you're just exciting.
I don't even know that I would even consider it a stage. I'm just having been. I have a friend that I've been seeing regularly.
Are you sure you're doing it right this time?
No. What was your version?
You're supposed to go enter into the most heart-filled conversation. Like, you believe me. And I'm going, oh, yeah. And you go, yeah, that is fun. Like, we're just having a, like... It's fun to be in a new relationship conversation, and then I give you the zinger. Let's do it again.
I think I know now what to do.
We talked about this before we started the podcast.
Yeah, I should have been in the room. Okay, we're going to try it again. We're going to try it again, and I'm going to...
Hey, my name... Oh, did I... Let me reintroduce myself. Hi, how you doing? Ask me my name.
Hey.
My name's Madonna.
Hey. Do you Madonna?
What
wow,
if she
what
listens
that
to
like
the show?
Madonna.
She listens to the show. Okay, here we go.
Belladonna.
Hey, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
And you have that ready, right? Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
I am.
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
How long have you been dating?
It's new. I am less than a month.
It's fun when it's new, isn't it?
Oh, it's so great.
There you go. Now, by the way, I want to stop in the middle of the bit. You're going down the right track.
Oh, thanks.
It could have worked the other way, too. I'm just saying, it seemed like you go no-tell. What was the way you had in mind? I didn't mind it took a right before we're talking about weird
right.
But let's go back. So, I'm so happy for you. Where did you meet?
I've just seen around the last couple of years, and then we decided, hey, let's be more than friends. And so there was already that foundation built.
When you're friends, I feel like when you're
sex is tremendous.
Oh, well, you don't have to, you know.
Sweaty, like it's been hot lately.
You're taking
Sorry. Anyway, yeah, we're having a great...
I feel like when you meet somebody, I'm really dragging it out tonight. because I love doing it. I love dragging out. I feel like when you meet somebody and you have the same sense of humor, boy, does that go a long way.
Yeah, it's just...
Can I ask you another question?
Sure.
You don't mind? Never mind. It's too personal.
No.
Anyway,
no.
So let's move on. We have a great show today.
No, we're really close. No, I really like being around her.
That's not what I was going
to
ask.
I'm ready to talk about this girl. I really, really think
you fucked that shit? Come on, everybody.
Well, all right. Okay. That's not a... I wish you guys would all sit down. The Running Man?
She's a
starting to get offended. I kind of don't. I don't feel good about this. I don't feel good. All right, I get it. God. Don't hump. Everyone's humping. Stop humping chairs. Oh God. Okay, I just feel a little uncomfortable. No, we haven't had sex. And you guys just rubbing it in my face.
That's fun every time. It's so much fun to let yourself...
Is it fun? Is it fun to not be able to get boners, Todd? You want to open up a can of limp-ass worms? You got it. Let's go fishing. Jesus.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm not wearing a... I'm not using a coaster.
No, it's not.
Oh, he did it again. Fuck you, making fun of... God damn it. You know I have a limp... I walk with a limp dick all day. I walk with a limp dick.
I'm sorry. Yes, I know that you can't have sex. I know that. And I just thought it would be.
We
by the way, you made the bit. I love the way you took the bit. You took the bit like I'm a dick. Like, I know you're inadequate. Like, you can't get boners. Something happened years ago. So I go,
well,
you fuck that shit?
Life.
No. Don't worry.
Hello, I wanted to fuck him, but my name's Lisa from Rancho Cucamonga. He's a limp dick. I gotta go.
She was on hold. She if that didn't happen, she was going to go,
where can I fuck him?
Then she heard you're a limp dick. He's not in real life, Todd, please. No, I heard a lot of good stories about you. All right.
Oh, that's the worst. Okay.
We're laughing because,
I fell down.
Hey, how you doing? My name's, what would your name be if it wasn't Madonna? That would be the same thing. You'd have to always deal with it in real life.
I have a friend whose name is Odysseus.
Odysseus? But that's not like a star's name.
Oh, you mean, yeah.
Yeah, like who's another, like if your name was,
Jonas Hill.
What is it?
Jonas Hill?
Jonas. Oh, yeah, like if, well,
right.
The problem is it's a one name.
Hey, I'm James Morrison.
Yeah, what do you do then if it's your last name that's the problem? You can't change your last name.
Okay, so...
I don't know if I've thought... Well, I don't have to think it out. It's real life. All right, hold on, everybody.
Hey, my name's Bedusa.
I'm Rince.
I just did the same thing. I did three shitty examples.
All right, hold on. We're all good. You didn't have three shitty examples. You were fine.
That's right. Probably because I have a limp-ass dick.
I'm sorry. Let's talk about it. This is that type of show. It just sounds so funny. You don't say you don't say like the guy doesn't say like he's what do you call it when you can't get you call it you're
incontinent.
No, there's a word. You're whatever it is. But you're going, I'm tired of being a limp ass dick.
You're sterile.
No, it's not sterile.
Erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction. Yeah, yeah. Instead this guy goes, I'm tired of being a limp dick. I'm a limp dick.
Are you really? Yeah, but I don't know the name of it technically.
Hey, somebody fix this up a little for us. You remember that we? Do you have their? Well, we don't have their name. It's horrible. But we're just going to play a little because we did it ourselves. But I like the way he cleaned it up a little. He like, well, listen, we
a lot of things that just intrigue me.
Took Brian Regan and mashed him with this.
Yeah, macaron. I was in a restaurant with my wife.
Chacarón, chacarón.
Did you ever hear this bit? Oh, he's at a restaurant and hears a woman go, is there any way I could get a drink of water? How many answers to this question are there, he says.
Oh, ma'am. I'm sorry. There is no way.
There is no way.
I toss and turn many a night, trying to think of some way, somehow.
Right, we played this last week. I don't want to play it with it. Well, he goes, but basically what he does, because we, you know, he goes, I toss and turn at night trying to think if there was a way. Their legend has it that there used to be a waiter that had a recipe. It was something to do with a glass rack and a faucet, and we'd be able to get cups of water to the customers. But well, he is long gone, and the recipe is with him, and so I don't know. There is no way. How I only wish there was a way. It is very, like, excuse me, is there any way?
Right.
I mean, I know it's not easy. Here's what that person's saying. I know it's not going to be easy.
Right.
We're going into it, but is there any way? Like, that's what you say when you're on an airplane, and maybe you need something that they shouldn't have. Like, right. Is there any way you happen to have, like, I don't know,
a cup of boiling water on an airplane? That's
no,
a stretch.
I think
boiling.
You can keep saying it with any inflection you want.
Boiling.
No, if you were on an airplane, go, is there any chance you have some, like, a salad dressing they didn't give
right,
you?
Right.
Something like that. That's if there's any chance you happen to have it. I know you don't. You don't go, is there any chance? What? I think Brian Regan's mean to this woman. That's why I'm defending her.
Yeah. You know what? If it was like something you'd think, like a pillow, is there any way I can get a tiny pillow? They'd say no, because you can't anymore.
You can't anymore.
Germs.
Those pillows were disgusting, probably, were right? Fine. Who cares? I don't care. Pillows. I don't care.
I don't care about
you. You know me. Easy breezy.
Punk rock. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, the meatloaf's cool, man. Meatloaf is cool. Hey, we have pictures. I don't think they're that bad. Robbie Kirkhoff, his leg got eaten by mosquitoes.
Jesus.
You want to take a break and show these pictures when we come back?
Yeah, we can do that.
All right.
I got the pictures on my phone. I can just show it to you.
Yeah, let's take a break. Hold on. Let's play something when we take a break. Sit down. I feel like you're always ready to stand up. What is your name again? Young Jake? What can we play when we go to commercial? I'll let you pick something on this thing.
You should play my song.
I know. Oh, we'll try to find that during the break, too.
Yeah. I'd like to hear the track. Track the thank
no,
you
it's
loop.
Not track. It's what?
Thank you loop.
Oh, we did the thank you loop already.
Oh, okay. Well, you're welcome.
How about if we play a little Brian Regan talking about what's it called?
Stupid in school?
All right, let's play this.
Okay.
Brian Regan, everybody.
Oh, I'd be a lot better off if I would have studied more when I was growing up, you know? But you know where it all went wrong was the day they started the spelling bee. Because up until that day, I was an idiot, but nobody else knew, you know? When the spelling bee day, you know, popped up. All right, kids, up against a wall. It's time for public humiliation. Spell a word wrong, sit down in front of your friends. You know, that's great for little egos. Hey, look at me, I'm a moron. I wasn't even close. I was using numbers and stuff. That's why I admired that kid who spelled it wrong on purpose so he could sit down, you know? He knew he wasn't going to win, so why stand there for 3 hours? First round, cat, K-A-T, I'm out of here. Then as he passed you, I know there's two T's. I remember my teacher asked me, Brian, what's the I before E rule? I before E, always. What are you, an idiot, Brian? Apparently. So she explains it, no, Brian, it's I before E, except after C, and when sounding like A, as a neighbor in way, and on weekends and holidays and all throughout May, and you'll always be wrong no matter what you say. That's a hard rule. That's a rough rule. Plurals were hard, too. Brian, how do you make a word a plural? You put an S. You put an S at the end of it. When? On weekends and holidays. Let me show you. So she asked this kid who knew everything, Irwin, what is he plural for ox? Oxen. The farmer used his oxen. Brian, what?
Brian, what's the plural for box? Boxing. I bought 2 boxing of donuts. No, Brian, no. Let's try another one. Irwin, what is he plural for? Goose. Geese. I saw a flock of geese. Brian, what? Brian, what's the plural for moose? Moosin! I saw a flock of moosin. There are many of them. Many much moosin. Out in the woods. In the wood is. In the woods it. The meat's wanting the food. Food is the eating, is it? The meat's wanting the food and in the wooding, is it? In the food and the wooding, is it? Brian, Brian. You're an imbecile. Imbecilin. What are you speaking, German, Brian? German. Jermaine. Jermaine. Jackson. Jackson 5. Tino. Brian, what the hell are you talking about? Oh, no.
We're back with Chris
Fairbanks.
Fairbanks, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Sorry I messed up that fake girlfriend bit 4 times in a row.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
How long you been in a relationship?
Oh, for real now?
Yeah, for real.
I mean, it's just started. We haven't even labeled it yet.
Oh, that's so nice. Those beginning stages actually are fun. I know I said it before as a joke, but... Can I ask you a question?
No, in all seriousness, it is.
Can I ask you a question?
Great.
I'm being very serious.
Yeah.
Shouldn't have joked before, because now I feel like you think it's a joke.
No, I still feel good about it, even though we did that joke. I'm pretty excited.
Oh, so you don't mind if I just ask you a heart-filled question?
Yeah, I mean, I think I can probably answer it. I've been feeling pretty good.
Well, I feel like I don't want it to turn into a relationship show, but
yeah,
for what it's worth. You fucked that shit?
God damn it. Fuck you. You fucking asshole. Twice?
You fell for it, motherfucker.
God damn it. That wasn't even funny the first. You're doing the same dance. Ah, jeez.
She's a very geeky girl.
There's a lot of places I could be right now, Todd. Oh, for God's sake. Oh, come on. Oh, put your pants on. Oh, come on. Oh, this is not even... What the hell? I don't even... come on, All right. Yeah. Oh, that adds to it. Oh, more dance.
How about... Go back to those drums, Aristotle.
Fucking dance.
Turn the music off.
Oh my God.
How about Aristotle on drums?
I did not see that coming again. God damn it. That was so
Give the backbeat again, what you were just doing. And guess what? Aristotle plays the fucking drums. Are you shitting me?
Tons of people play the drums. Fucking everyone plays the goddamn drums.
That is so mean.
What drums?
It's hilarious. You're like sitting there with a drink.
Have you ever?
Who gives a shit?
Everyone plays the
fucking drums.
You know me, shit, long-haired dirtbags play the drums in this godforsaken shithole city. Big fucking deal. I'm an artist. I throw shit against a canvas. Fucking drums. Oh, great. What's not 1984? Fuck your drums.
I think you seem a little angry this time.
Give me more whiskey. I've tried to sit in front of drums. Have you ever tried to sit in front of drums? I've fully concentrated.
Let me tell you something.
And I'm good at, like... See, obviously, what I just did was...
That was great.
It was like on a dashboard or something.
Anybody that has an ear, when they heard even what you just did, knows that how musically inclined you are. If everybody saw you with your glass, it's like when he was doing that thing, he wasn't fucking. He's also got like a glass that you would drink a Jack and Coke out of, and then he's got some ice cubes and they're clinking around, and he's working it too. He's moving it in his hand like he's definitely the fucking, and he's swirling the glass around.
Oh yeah, you think the drums are the shit? Oh, sorry, it didn't do the thing.
I heard the ice cubes moving. All right, listen.
Childhood memory.
There's a lot to do. Now, you remember, this is true. This is a real person singing. Play the original.
Okay.
All righty. Suddenly, I got winded for no reason. We just edited something out, if you must know. The music came in loud, ear-piercing loud. So sure. That's why. I don't like to let the listening audience think they're not in on everything. That's why I just go, here's a good place to come back in. I don't know why I'm tired for no reason, because yeah. It made sense. We edited out the music coming in ear-piercing loud. That's all you missed.
Sure.
What if someone's sitting home, I want to hear it. I want to know. I want to know. So listen to this one here.
Look in my city, where I'll never die.
This is somebody being for
where
real.
The saint in millions, never.
Okay, now I'm going to tell you a little backstory. It's worth it. Pause it. I'm sorry. It's worth it. So there's the beginning part is this guy, you see him on the internet, and he's going, you know, there's been a – he's obviously like at a function or something. I think it's a church, but I'm not sure. And he's like going, you know, there's been a competition between me and some other guy. And he goes, I think I'm winning. You know, you think, okay, this guy's going to be able to carry a note. He's had a competition. He goes, I'm winning. So, I mean, you know, if you're – and you're singing at church.
Yeah.
Most people that go up at church usually are pretty good. Right. But, you know, they're not – and then he starts fucking singing like this. And I'm like, are you shitting me?
That's it? That what we just
– yeah, well, yeah, I thought that was him. So, but I'm like, I don't even know what song it is. But then I heard. Now, play the other version. Play the. Play this. The. Well, here's it on the piano. Is this on the piano? Let's hear it on the piano. Oh. Okay. Now pause it. Now play the. Play the. Via somebody else singing it. That group singing it. Okay, now do we have anybody else? Play the kid playing it. I want to see who's better. Here's a kid singing it.
They all seem familiar. Is there a...
No.
Oh.
That's not coming. That's not turning out.
No.
Right. Play this. Play this.
It never turns out well when a child's drowning in a tub. What the fuck was that?
I know, that was weird. Play the original Jesus. Again.
Walk in my city.
I'm tired of this bit. Shut up.
Is there an original version that?
That's the well. I don't know the. Do we have anybody else singing it? Let's hear. Here, let me. Put my...
Walking for a city where we'll never die.
So this is the original that inspired people to cover it.
Do we have any? Do we have anybody else doing it? So that guy hears all these versions.
Yeah.
You have another one? Let me hear.
None of them deter him from doing his own.
Well, then he hears this one like a month later.
Looking for a city where we'll never die. There's a saint in millions.
And then this guy here, he thinks, you know what? I'm going to give it a shot after I heard all those versions. He goes, I could do it, I think, a little better. And then he sings this.
Looking for a city.
This guy's serious. What do you feel about that?
I don't think that his version is that much worse than the other four you played.
Oh, my God. I hope you're right. He would love you.
The worst song I've ever heard in my life.
Can I tell you?
I hate that.
Jake sort of said the same thing yesterday when we were putting the show together. He goes, in all fairness, it's... Did you say that? Maybe
it's
you didn't.
Not that.
I forget. You know what? I'm thinking of something that Aristotle said.
At least his sounds like a Muppet or someone you're imagining, some like a cartoon character.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah!
Let me
the
hear
other
it again.
People were being serious.
Look in my city.
I'm doing a hand. I'm doing my hand right now.
Yeah, if you think of puppets, it's good.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, can't you imagine the other ones are puppets?
Yeah, all you have to do is
play
put
the
a
other
sock
one.
On my
I want
dick.
A picture there.
Sock on my hand. Sock on my dick.
Yeah. Could this be a puppet?
You know what? I like that as a puppet.
Yeah. Think of a big, robust bus puppet like Miss Piggy, but
yeah,
a singer.
Yeah, big, purple, googly-eyed yeah. puppet. Okay, play the next one.
Play another one as a puppet.
Okay. Yeah, well, this puppet's a little racist. I don't like
play
that.
Another one.
Okay.
If it was a puppet, what would the puppet be?
I'm imagining like it. Country Western puppet. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding
country
me? This would make
puppet?
A great puppet.
Yeah, with a little cowboy hat.
Picture the puppet now. Play it from the beginning again. And he's on a horse.
Uh-huh. He's
looking for the city.
Yeah, it's all he wants is the city.
Picture the puppet. And he's happy. The puppet is on a horse, and the horse is smiling.
And the horse is clearly just being moved by a couple guys lifting it up and down. They just have a scrolling background. Yeah, I like it. Well, now I like the song. It's a childhood memory all of a sudden.
I just drooled. Well, hold on. Now play the original.
I think I just drooled all over.
So if you
Todd, that's me. Okay, that's me singing that song. That was me, all right?
So what would you do? What would you do in a movie if they were hiring you for a movie and they go, look, we want you to sing. There's a scene where you're singing. And they play this track for you. Matter of fact, because I'm directing the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember this scene and I go, you know what? Remember that song? What if we... So, and I play it for you. Okay, here you go.
Uh-huh.
All right, so we just need you to just imitate that sort of... You're not going to sound exactly like it. Get into the area. You just...
Okay. This ain't a million.
You got it?
Okay, I think I got it.
You want me to... Hold on, let me talk over this. Okay.
All
right, so you're just going to imitate the singer?
The one that you just played?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it's a big audition. It's like there's thousands of people. There's a guy on a PA talking from the back of the room.
Walt Disney's in the corner.
I don't want to make it this guy. It sounds horrible. I want to be nicer.
All right. No,
I
was getting nervous.
Okay, I want to be a nice audition. Okay. So anyway, there's the way we're casting it, and you'll hear it. Do you need to hear it again?
No, I think I got it.
Let me play it one more time for you.
Right.
You're trying to imitate that.
Okay.
All right, put some reverb in his voice.
Okay,
go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Walking down the city, walking down the side. Right? Did I get it?
Yes. Can I tell you,
book this shit?
If I have the movie and I'm picturing the day that there's a karaoke bar, I know the scene that I'm auditioning you for.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
don't. You just are told this.
Wait, I'm just playing a guy doing karaoke?
No. All You're right. the star of the movie.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I like it. I like it. So I got it? Wait, was that a real audition? Did I get it? Oh, this is another fucking bit. All right. Well.
How can you even ask? He goes, when we took a break, all I hear him is going over, walking over there going, this isn't going as good as the last time. And I'm like, I'm having a ball. That's what. Just sitting over there. It's so self-doubting. Is this a real audition?
I thought it was. Like
if you're that delusional, is this real?
Well, I never know.
Of course it's real. Everything's real.
Existential.
Try doing this and don't joke around about it.
It's
hold on.
It's easiest sing along song in the world.
Be that guy singing along with it. Hey, we love what you did with the Looking for the City.
Uh-huh.
We now need you to sing along with this.
Okay.
We love your voice.
Oh, thank you.
Don't change a thing about it. Just sing.
Use my regular voice.
Oh, I love it.
Maybe I'll just do that same voice that you mentioned.
Yeah, right, sing along with this. For a scene, another scene we might use you in.
Same as the other voice.
Yes. Looking for the City, the same voice.
Sure. Cowboy on a horse.
Cowboy on a horse.
Got it.
Whoa. Don't change a thing.
Nope. I won't. Here we go.
It's easy. Sing along. Song in the wild. Sing along with your eyes. Yeah. It's an easiest sing along song in the world. Sing along with us, no. It's the easiest sing along song in the world. Yeah, sing along with us, no.
Oh,
it's the easiest sing along sing the fuck. God damn
that fucking. God damn, who wrote that?
God bless you.
What mathematician?
Let me tell you something.
God damn.
He commits to that bit. The way he was holding the piece of paper, it may as well have been that guy that really. It's easy. You know what? It made me like the song.
I kind of like the original now.
I like what you do with it.
God, I told you this mic could fuck up my posture. I wasn't even doing the character. I just knew my back was giving out.
Stop worrying about your posture. That's all you ever worried about.
Because I got this big-ass man tits.
You're fine.
Thanks.
You're fine. I'm not even listening.
I don't know. Everything
Arsenio!
Itches.
Arsenio Hall!
He's back, baby.
You know what? I'm excited. I'm not going to lie. I want to see what happens.
I when I worked at Fuel, there was a, they'd send me in all these press junkety things or like red carpets that some had something to do with action sports. And no, I never got nervous when I interviewed a famous person. I interviewed Arsenio Hall once, and my hands were shaking, and I put the mic in front of his face, and I couldn't. I just started staring at him. Of all the Vince Vaughn, full of himself, asshole types that everyone's like, oh, they're the best. I'm like, ah, whatever, you're just a dude. Arsenio Hall, I don't know. Maybe it's because he's tall.
And Maybe he has a presence.
Yeah, he really does.
Maybe he really has a presence.
No, he brought me a present.
Oh.
Nah.
Shut up.
Fucking dicking up.
Listen.
All right, here we go.
I like what you do. I like your what is your name? The guy Jam. Singing.
Oh.
But how does he talk? How would he talk?
Oh, Jarvis Sanselfast.
No, the guy that went, hey, feet. How's he talk? May pretend I'm talking to you now. I love your voice, and I think we're going to really like you in this movie.
Thank you.
But I do what I can, and I do what I do. Your voice, it's a very different sound, but I really, it's what I'm looking for this movie. And
I'm excited to act in your project. You can give me the address, and I will Google Map it, and I'll be there on time and under budget. Shoot.
I wish people could see the face you're making for this guy. This guy's innocent. He's harmless.
What time? Because I have to wake up early and feed my cats.
If you get this, now I don't like this character. He's turning into where he might have a problem.
I take my cats in here. I like to stick my dick in them.
Shut up!
What you said? You made that. You wanted the character to get bad.
His dick in the cat. It changes the whole bit.
He's a weirdo. He's adorable.
Cat.
He does a funny voice, but he fucks his cats. Come on, fuck
try.
Them. All right.
I want you to sing along to this.
I made
sir.
A weird choice.
Sir, back to you again.
Oh, yeah. And so on. I don't remember how it ended. Is it because of the cat fucking thing? Is that?
Oh, no.
No, I mean, I know my voice has changed a little. I know I got the parts.
Oh,
right?
This is still the guy?
Yeah, I got it.
It was, you're fine. That was a little weird. I got to be honest. I don't know how I'd react to when he does that. That's what I'm trying.
I know. I used to be a woman.
That's okay.
All right, good.
I want this to be an advanced show. Like, that's not a punchline that, you know, people used to be a woman. It's like, okay, one day we're going to accept that too. I'm trying to be way ahead of the curve. It's true, because one day we'll be like, yeah, it used to be like a joke if a man became a woman.
Right.
And it's going to be like, yeah, and then they'll understand, they'll have compassion, how courageous that is, and it won't become a joke. Hey, by the way, you're fine, because I know the shit you do. Hey, you know who should talk to you? Henry. He's on the road, and he needs some bits. And I think a lot of the stuff you do, he left me a message today on my phone. I think a lot of the stuff that he needs, that type of material, I think you'd be perfect for it. You should call him.
Do you think? I mean,
he says the crowds are just these mindless crowds, and they don't think. And I think your stuff is right up. I think it would just work perfectly.
Really? But I don't like this bit. Peoria, Illinois. Wait.
Oh, I almost threw up just thinking about it. What?
Do you guys think that when a guy splits his penis and it turns it to a vagina, that it's not just aesthetic, but that they have an orifice then that someone sticks a penis in as if they have an actual vagina hole?
First of all, we should
probably... Because if you do, you're being ridiculous.
If there's somebody, there's somebody that knows the answer to that, I asked somebody that. And what they told me,
they don't burrow a whore in your torso.
No, but they can. They use some of the feeling from the old part.
Sure, you get feeling on the surface.
So there's probably
you pee
out of there. I would imagine.
Yeah, it works for peeing, but I'm talking for the old sex, a Rooney.
Well, it probably is.
I feel like ever since I talked about the cat fucking, which was a character, by the way. But we talked about sex changes. I've really taken this off the rails.
And I love it.
Well, a lot of people think that someone gets a sex change and then all of a sudden they're getting dicks in their new vagina, but that's not the case. They don't put a hole in your body.
You know what would be funny? If you actually, after a while, do the character that we eventually figure out. This is the character you're about to do.
Okay.
Eventually we all figure out he obviously fucked one of these you know, had sex with one of these girls and didn't know. So he's
right,
like,
okay, okay.
Yeah, you don't
that's
get
a
it.
A weird roundabout way of
yeah, like he doesn't okay. know how to say that he had a weird. By the way, we might, I don't want to say we, I should say you. You might be wrong. I would imagine that if they're going to do that operation, they're going to, they're not just going to have it where you stick your dick in an inch and it's just a shut off. they're going to try to make it longer.
A male doesn't have that void in their body, though, that where a woman has a uterus.
Oh, you're
they,
right.
They aren't going to then create
exactly.
create a
right.
space in your
I bet
body.
Maybe,
but most people think, I think, that it's like, well, they have a vagina now. They
you're
have
right.
a surface thing that gets a lot of electrolysis and looks like a... microwave hot dog.
The answer is probably somewhere in between what we're both saying. But yeah, I didn't
yeah,
think
yeah,
about
I bet you're
that.
Right. I bet you're right.
There's probably an intelligent answer.
I'm being ignorant.
No, you're not.
I am.
You can joke about something from an intelligent place. I care about it.
I've thought about it before, and I'm curious about it.
What?
And it's the only reason I started talking about it is because you said in the future.
In the future, we will. Yeah, we'll.
There will be a Snap-on version of each.
I do.
That's what you said.
I think you're reading into it.
No, I just we turned off the mics for a minute.
Listen, I got something for you.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Is it a can of shut up?
No. Why do I like this? And just listen to it and soak it in.
Okay, I'll.
I'm looking for the city with the true foundation. A home in the heavens not made by.
I want to dedicate this song to all the people out that are going through sobriety, and I want to play an ironic religious song to make you smile because you deserve it. Because you know what? Even though it's religious, there's still something about it. So let's take what's good about it and use it towards just you know what? Your sobriety. You're doing all right. I'm proud of you. Let's dedicate this song to you. Soak it in, motherfucker.
When I'll be gone from this house,
motherfucker.
And at home with the Lord, I'm looking for the city. A home in the heavens not made by hands.
What's
its designer and builder is the Lord of the ages. Prepared it for me before the world began.
Wasn't the last song looking for a city too?
Yeah, this is a different version of it.
Oh.
They did the better job. No, this is completely different. It just happens to say something about the city.
Yeah.
I've been looking for the city.
I love that voice. No, seriously, do you mind doing something? I would like to. Could you sing along with this song? Could you try it? Try to do it in the. Hold on, sing this. Sir, can you come up to the mic? Sir, can you move away from the mic and let that guy behind you up to the mic, please? I love the way you did this song before. Can you do it again?
Well, the other guy just did it.
Yeah, let him come back and do it again.
Right.
Please move away from the mic, sir.
Sorry. Okay. Oh, is this your
go ahead,
chair?
Sir. Yeah, the all guy right. with the. Yeah, with the.
Can I have my shirt back? Why are you?
The guy that had the unique
okay.
voice.
Yep.
Go ahead. There you go.
Okay.
Sir.
Here we
there.
Go.
There he is. Right
okay.
there.
Here we go. So just sing along to this?
Yeah, can you please let the other guy up to the mic?
Oh, sorry. Okay, here we go.
Hey.
I want to hear it one more time.
No,
there you hello.
So once I... No, I'm not doing the voice yet. I'm just doing a halfway.
That's easy. Here we go.
Yes! I don't want your shit gig!
I'm sorry.
After all that, he doesn't want that guy doesn't want the shit gig of doing this.
He just came in to mock you. I'm sorry. I didn't want to commit to doing the whole thing.
It was great the way you did it. Hey, if you want to get out of a bit, you better be good at like you just were, because that was great. You got out of a bit. He goes, I ain't doing this. I don't want your fucking money.
I don't need it.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, you are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, thanks.
Oh, Jesus.
Isn't that a colloquialism for
gotta,
you getting high?
Got to make the guests feel good. Got to relax the guests. God forbid they get upset.
I want to apologize for last time how I got upset.
I'm looking for the city with the true foundation.
You're listening to the Todd Glass Show. It'll make you feel like everything's going to be okay.
Todd Glass Show. It's
going to
be okay.
Not really.
Hi, I'm Todd Glass. Each week we'll get together and just talk about positive things. You'll meet me and my guests every week, and we'll have conversations about love and happiness and caring. You're going to oh, by the way, you can pause it. That new Bethany has a show, and there's like an infomercial for it. And all she does is talk about her show is going to be like, you know, I'm going to change the way women think because I know what women think. And they're just trying to ram it down your throat so much what her show will be.
Who's Bethany?
Her name's Bethany. She had a show about dating on like, you know, one of those reality shows
Yeah.
And she gives advice about dating. You know, she had a show called The Million Dollar Makeover, whatever
she did.
I don't know what the fuck the name of the show was.
Okay.
But her name's Bethany. Now, that go Google it because you'll love it. So it's like an infomercial for the show. They've actually taken clips, and it's her talking as she's driving in the street, down the street in a suburban, you know, like in New York. It's so, and she's talking about the show and what she wants it to be. And it's going to be the type of show that makes you laugh, but it also makes you think. Like, she, God forbid they lose anybody. They're hoping everyone will listen and go, I like to laugh, but I like to think. It does both. It's
men and women?
Yeah. It's
that sounds like 50% of my alley.
I want a show that women are going to love, but men won't screech if they're in the room either. That a man and a woman can sit down. One of those shows where both husband and wife like it. It's also going to be a show your kids are going to like. They don't want to lose that. It's like those radio stations that I used to mock that would go,
something for everybody.
It'll be the hits from the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and 2000s and 2010s and 2013.
Do you have no opinion on art whatsoever?
Exactly.
Well, then we're for you.
Do you have such a random and talk radio through the midnight hour?
If your ears were a mouth, would they eat oatmeal?
Do you like oatmeal?
No. Don't.
You know, never ate it at McDonald's?
Bums me out.
A lot of sodium in that stuff. I've been making the mistake of looking. No, package. Like, I always think it's Starbucks, the sandwiches. I had no idea how much sodium. I didn't even know what sodium was. You know that? I asked my doctor once. I go, how do I know? Like, I go, I don't think I ever use sodium because I didn't know it was salt.
Oh, right.
So I told the doc, by the way, I was a full grown adult. I go, he goes, you have a lot of sodium in your diet? I go, none. I never have sodium.
Uh-huh.
Like, I thought it was like Worcestershire sauce.
Oh, that's funny.
I go, I never have sodium. He goes, salt? And then I went, yes, salt. He goes, yes, salt is sodium. Am I making sense right now?
Yeah,
I was lost, but the doctor calls salt sodium in a way. They reference it as sodium. Look, whoever's listening, if there's probably someone that knows what I'm trying to say and why I'm saying it wrong. We all know it here, too. But the gist of what I'm saying is you see where I got confused at the doctor's office.
Right. Well, most people know that sodium is salt.
You're probably right.
Yeah.
Did everybody in here?
And I'm not trying to condescend you. I'm just saying.
Well, I don't think you are.
It's a rare thing that, because I would not accuse you of being.
Well, I don't think it's that rare.
It's pretty rare. I think. If we took a poll of like.
We can move on. It's not that big of a deal.
Everyone fucking Todd knows that salt is sodium and sodium is salt.
All right. You don't have to get in my. Are you serious?
You're the only fucking person in Los Angeles, California that doesn't know that salt is sodium.
I think you're exaggerating. I can laugh at it, but did you just say dumb piece of shit?
Fool yourself in front of a doctor?
Can I be honest? I thought
a doctor, someone with a job that's better than you.
I thought you were doing a bit. Are you fucking shitting me? I didn't know.
My name's Doug. I eat diarrhea because I don't know what a sandwich is.
Whoa! That's totally uncalled for. That's totally.
I like fucking cats, and I tell a guest to come on and subtly mention it, and then I blame it on him, even though I'm the one that talks about fucking cats all the time.
By the way, I'm Todd Glass. That's you.
Oh my god.
I'm sorry. I went too far with that. I'm drunk. I drank your ass. I thought you were going to do mushrooms, and I was going to drink whiskey. It's okay. I have an app. For Uber, and come
Jesus
pick me
Christ!
Up.
Can I tell you? And I'm not going to hide it. I know what I was laughing at, but then I got lost. So what was the bit? Why was he
okay?
No, what at the
then
end
you went
I got
to the
lost.
Doctor's office, and you didn't know. What
oh, and then you started overly. Oh, my God. I know people listening are like, really? Yes. I knew what I was laughing at, and then right at the very end, because you took it so far, which happens to me in some of Eddie Pepitone's bits. To me, it's a compliment. It means Eddie will get so deep into a bit where I'm laughing. I know I'm laughing at the real thing, but towards the end, I get lost. So I'll turn to who I'm with, and I'll be like, wait, who is he talking to? And he'll go, he's the same guy in front of the movie theater. And I go, holy shit. And I remember
that's
again.
That's funny. Yeah, that's what happened to me last time when you were doing the, no, this is just a cold open. We didn't. And then I started to get mad. And then I was in the middle of getting mad. And then all of a sudden I felt like, oh, shit, he thinks I'm really mad. And I wanted to back out.
Chris,
I got all scared. I got so paranoid.
I forgot when you did that bit how fun it was to say we had a show. No. You were great. You really committed. But it's funny.
See, I knew I did better last time.
No. Shut up. No. You know what was great about that is that it was, even though everyone knew exactly what we're doing, I sold it what you did. So I really went like, look, there's no show today. We just had a big pre-show. It's the first time it's happened. But the way it was delivered, it was like, so here's the pre-show, and I'm sorry there's no show.
And you danced around, the whole episode danced around. Some people get angry, and they have problems. And I'm like, wait, is he talking? Even when I listen to it, I'm like, oh, is he talking about me? No, it's not. And then you'd say it again. I don't know. That was a good episode. Go ahead and, it's like four episodes ago, five.
Arsenio!
Yeah, I got long fingers.
That's what it comes out. I'm going to do that show. You got long fingers. Is that what you narrow it down to?
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, if you had to bet without knowing anything about it, you're going to bet it's a success or not. And by the way, the type of bet that is based on nothing, because I don't know enough.
I know
facts.
It's syndicated, which means it's purchased success. Like, it is. It's already syndicated.
Now look, whether you'll like it or not, because
already been purchased for like years.
But I'm talking about will it go on to be like, you know, have a decent run? I'm going to say guess. Yeah. Because the way you really decide that is you watch it a few times and you make an educated guess. But this is just that weird. I'm going to say probably guess that it will work.
Yeah, me too.
That it will work.
Everyone, who has anything bad to say about Arsenio Hall? No one does. Everyone likes him.
Arsenio!
I couldn't believe I could do it that long. I thought at one point it was looping, and maybe I stopped doing it, and it was just looping. Let me see how long I could do it. You ready?
Uh-huh.
That was pretty long, though, right?
I bet I can do it longer.
You think so?
Yeah.
Who has a stopwatch? And you'll put reverb in his mic, and then
sure.
I'll do it.
Okay.
You want to go first?
Sure, I'll go first.
Okay. Can you put reverb in his mic? Maybe you should play some drums in the background. You know that drum loop we had, because it sounds like it's the start of the show.
You're listening.
Camera 3, Arsenio Hall, opening.
Punch in.
Wire.
Arsenio Hall!
I thought you put...
11 seconds.
I was looking at your face, and you made a wrinkled face. You did face.
I'll tell you why I made the face.
Oh,
and it was totally, once you hear it, you'll be like, just on the choice that you decided to hold the note on the Hall part. So you said, Arsenio Hall, and you held it on the Hall. In the real show, they hold it on the first part and then just barely get Hall out.
Yeah, I didn't even do my research.
So do you want to do it again?
Let's see.
You
go first.
Well, okay.
I already went first. Okay. Now you go first.
Should I use this mic? Yeah, put reverb in it.
Yeah.
Here we go.
I'll do it better this time. I'll do it better.
Arsenio
18 seconds.
Arsenio Hall.
31 seconds.
Oh my God. First of all, I'm going to be very fair to you. You win, but I'm going to. But if this was an official game, I would you would win because at
right.
you went to 32.
I ate it.
But no. At 25 seconds, you were doing it solid. And that was longer than me. So you won. Right. But you really, when it was going,
right,
but you
right.
still beat me because right. you were clean as I was
right.
for 26 seconds. I went 18. I couldn't, right. you really. Did you just flim flam me like they do with the people that play pool? You go, God, you're so good. And I'm like, and then you go, Arsenio Hall. Ow.
Sorry, my throat always gives in like
Arsenio
that.
Arsenio Hall. Oh.
Oh, these darn arthritic fingers. Which one's the eight ball?
Term might be hustle.
Hustle, thank you. I got hustle.
No, I like flim flam, shimmy, sham, sham.
Can Are I try it again? I don't want to make our listening audience have to hear this, but.
Okay, here we go. Go for 40.
Keep in mind, I have respiratory problems. No, I don't.
Oh, he's making you feel bad for him now.
I have rheumatoid arthritis. Keep that in mind.
Arsenio! I wanted to see how long I could get just a sound out of my mouth. Obviously, I lost. But I was like, that was me really not being silly. That was like, that's all I could squeeze out. Like, if I was trying to get help from somebody and that's all the energy I had, I was like, help me, help
you think,
me.
Is there, is that permanent damage? You did way better the first time.
You didn't get to the
Well, I'll tell you why. I tried to take a deep breath.
I sound like Nick Nolte now.
I tried to take a deep breath, and that doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Oh, like at the beginning?
Now when I go to shows...
You're not supposed to go...
Yeah, no. Because watch it. But even if I, without thinking, give me no time at all. Arsenio!
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Arsenio!
That at the end?
The Todd Glass Show. You're going to like the way you look. You're going to like the way you laugh. You're going to like life. We'll be back. The Todd Glass. You're going to like life.
The Todd
Glass Show. You're going to like the way you laugh. We guarantee it.
Listen, I'm hungry. I'm always hungry. I'm always hungry. You're fine.
You can go over to Smart and Fresh and Final and shitty and
get some sodium.
Yeah, why don't you take? Hey,
lyricist Joe.
Don't you mean salt?
What did you say?
Don't you mean salt, dummy?
That was probably my favorite bit on the show. Just you going stupid, like whoa, and then you realize this guy's really coming down on me, pile of shit. I don't know. I play jingles.
You live in a garbage can.
No, this. Sorry.
It's you I like.
You know, we get together every week, folks.
It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair.
It's not.
It's you I like. The way you are right now.
What a journey. What a journey, right?
had its ups and downs as far as my ability.
Stop it. Let me tell you something.
I'm like too drunk as shit right now.
You're fine.
I'm slurring.
I like it.
Well, I mean, it's only been.
Let me tell you something.
But big glasses.
Forget about your whatever it does. If it, you know, I'm not
6 a.m. flight.
I'm not. No, you don't have to get up at 6 a.m. tomorrow, do you?
Yeah.
You swear to God.
I swear.
To George Carlin?
George Carlin.
You're getting up tomorrow and you have to get up at 6 in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Feel bad for you.
That's fine.
Where are you going? I always say that because, by the way, all I do to prevent that is just try to leave a day early.
I try and stay up.
That doesn't happen.
No, yeah. I'm leaving a day early. My shows aren't till tomorrow night.
Then why are you leaving at 6 in the morning if you don't have shows tomorrow night?
Flight was cheaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes if it makes a big difference, but I'll tell you what. I almost don't.
$100.
If there weren't cities that I liked that you had to take two flights, I will take two flights because there's some comedy clubs I really like, but you need two flights to get there.
Sure.
I wish I would have never got to know those clubs. because it's a compliment. It's saying your club is so cool that it's worth getting on a second flight.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
If a club's not great, why the fuck would you go there if you had to get on a second flight? There's enough clubs that you can. So there are a few that you have to take two flights, and one of them is the comedy on State Street.
Yeah, I love that.
You got to take, but it's so worth it once you get there. But other than that, I do not like taking two flights. Mm. And getting up early sucks.
Yep,
I hate it.
Too.
I like life. I really do. But the other day I said to Jake, I said, I am very appreciative and I try to be. And I remind myself, I'm not saying I'm perfect, but all the shit I talk about on the show, like when we talked about the opening, we talked about St. Jude's, just remind yourself. I know everybody does it. You just get credit if you apply it. And I try. But the other day, so I don't mean it in like some woe is me, because I really, get to do stand up. It's a lot of good stuff. But sometimes I still get tired. Of like, wow, I don't want to do anything. Like, I have one of those days, and I said to Jake, I go, I just don't want to do anything anymore. Yeah. But that's not true, because I'm smart enough to know, yeah, you'd get bored quick. Just be glad you can get up and do stuff. But still, there's days where I go, I wish I just could lay in bed. You know, I would have no problem saying I'm depressed. I say I'm not. I think you have to save calling yourself depressed, because that's real. And people that really have that, you don't sloppily use it.
That really have that simply got diagnosed.
Let me just finish my one sentence.
And this is just to make me feel better. You lay in bed for?
No. That's why I'm saying.
I do sometimes.
Well, that's why I'm saying what I was about to say, I was so close, is that I don't want to delegitimize true depression. That's why I know the difference of what I get. I get into a funk, and to me the difference is I'll just be in a funk for a few hours a day, or I go to bed like with a lot of weight. There's a big difference.
Sure.
I'll be heavy. You know, I know that sounds cheesy, but they'll be like, what's weighing on me type of a thing. Usually I figure it out, and then there's serious depression, which I get. I would imagine that's got to be just, terrifying for people, right?
Yeah, no, but my immediate family has it, and they're like medicated for it. And that's, so I always thought, well, anytime I feel bummed out, that's – that means, I am too, but I don't think I am.
Yeah.
It's
not that we're saying it
I'm just lazy and I like to lay in bed.
And I don't think neither of us are saying it in an immature way of like, we're not depressed. I think we're doing it out of respect, as I said, for people that are genuinely like, I'm depressed. Like, well, I don't mean sloppily using the word, but I mean if you were really trying to figure out, have you been depressed lately? If somebody asked me, I'd be like, no, I'm more just in a funk. Okay.
No, I get depressed, but I don't think I suffer from clinical depression. I think there's like subtle levels.
That's a good way to say it, what you just said.
Yeah, I don't. Anyway, I'm going to.
That's why sometimes being in the hospital.
I know.
It's okay.
Right.
You can say it.
I like to make jokes. Okay, I'm going to go kill myself. I'm just kidding. I said it again.
If you're going
to
say it, really do it.
Okay. Well,
okay. Let's not even joke about this.
I'm going to go make a baby. God damn it. That's the opposite of killing, is getting something.
Are you all right?
Something.
Hey, I'm like Marc Maron. I fucking ask the questions that matter.
Sure, let's hit it. Let's hit the bricks. Or hit it hard.
At least you have a girl now that you can, you can talk about this stuff with it.
Well, I wasn't, I don't know if she's my girl, but.
I ask you a question seriously about her?
Sure.
Do you fuck that shit?
Oh, come on. Jesus Christ, a third time? Oh, no. I'm a fucking idiot.
That was my sloppy one. Here's where I'd like to wrap up the show. Do we have any? Maybe we can play this in the background as we go to close. Oh, my God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to admit it now. Uh-huh. Well, no. I should. Okay, give me a little bit. No, no, not that. Jesus Christ. If you don't know, if you're not ready for that, we were doing a bit. Can you have the gunshot?
Oh, not after I said suicide joke.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Never mind.
Yeah, yeah.
You're right. You're
people
right.
People freak out. They'll put
well, you're right. It's. I agree. But I don't know whether you're right or wrong. I happen to agree. I'm like, yeah, we can do without that bit now. So, yeah, there we go. So, anyway, let's put that in the background. Let's end.
Kind of saloony?
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it was kind of saloony, excuse me.
It's a simple saloon song. It's a standard.
Ah, what can I get you there, partner?
How about you get out of the way of my six-shooter and give me a can of sarsaparilla?
All right, let's...
I don't know what that is.
Let's put it right there.
I said some weird shit.
You're fine. Don't get podcast hangover. Let me tell you something. Here's what's... I know I'm saying it again. I've said it before. What makes the funny moments be able to be so funny on a podcast when you have time? You know, you can't do this on a TV show. I get it. It's different type of expenses. And is the when you get into this period where you're in, like, we would say a lull because we do stand-up comedy.
Yeah,
but that's when your juices get going and you start thinking. So that's why you were great.
Thanks,
I used to say I get podcast hangover sometimes. You get in the car, you're like...
Yeah.
No,
I get them bad.
I'm not going to make someone go through a lull if when we come out of it, we do, it's like, a piece we throw at them. You know how it is. We get through in this lull, and then we fucking get on this thing, and we go another direction. Ends up being where I'm sitting over here banging my chair. Like, that's, you know, that's what's fun about it. Fucking. I'm not ending a joke. I'm not ending by making a sarcastic remark. I meant what I said.
Thanks.
You know what? Your food is cool, and you're cool. Can I be honest with you? Here's that guy. The guy who calls the food cool. The guy who has said the meatloaf is cool or whatever she made. Here's him if this was his podcast, and he'd be telling his version of it.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to say, not his version of it, just you'd see the way he uses the word.
Right.
He's thanking his guest. Well, anyway, my guest was Chris Fairbanks, and I want to tell you something. You remind me, and I want to thank you for coming by today, of a piece of meatloaf that I had the other night. You're really cool. You're really cool. You remind me of a piece of meatloaf that I had. So I just wanted to say, you're like...
The guy's like, I'm like meatloaf?
What no, I mean cool. Cool. Like the meatloaf. I had this girl made me meatloaf the other night, and she asked me how it was, and the only thing I could
think of... So he really liked the meatloaf.
Yeah.
He just misuses the word cruel.
It's cool, man. Yeah. Maybe he was. Maybe it's like, ask me how the meatloaf is. Ask me.
How was the meatloaf?
My God, it's really cool.
See, that almost sounds like really good meatloaf. I want to go try it. It sounds mouth-watering.
Your meatloaf is so cool.
Moth-watering.
Your mouth-watering. How long could I keep you here just chit-chatting about shit? Do you want to end with a karaoke song?
2 hours.
Do you want to sing a song?
Yeah, why not?
Is that how we can close? Because
sure,
I know you sing.
Sure,
we might make a little edit here.
You know I sing. I don't sing, really.
Yeah, I heard you did.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'd sing that one.
By the way... I think we're recording and it's okay. But answer me honestly. Act like you know. Sometimes when the podcast ends, you there's a different type. Act like the podcast is done and answer me honestly. It really is hard to sing that song, right?
It's really hard. It keeps changing each version.
Well, it stays.
I think
there is a chunk where it stays the same.
Is it a musical genius guy or is it some kid that's like, oh, I made a thing?
Oh no, it's lyricist Joe. He does no.
He made a little. It's like a puzzle.
No, it's not.
I really think it is. You at the same. You got hung up in the same party. It's presented like it's going to be a repetitive chorus thing, but it's not.
Can you now? Guess what? For the first time, this is getting interesting, and I'll tell you why. Mm-hmm. For the first time, I thought,
I am not.
Are you right? But I don't think you are. Because
it's
if you are,
it's
holy shit,
time.
God bless him. Either way, I love him. Here's what it is. It's one or the other. It's one when you're just putting it together, you don't realize it. And then I affectionately am teasing him where he goes, oh, yeah, I didn't realize it yet. It's a little harder than I thought.
Okay.
And he didn't know, which
okay,
who cares?
Right.
It's funny. We got to discuss it the whole show. Or what you're saying. Now, who in the room thinks that that Joe did go, oh, I'm going to make a sing-along song that's sort of hard to sing along?
Oh, I don't
think he did that.
Do you?
He has the potential.
You do. Okay, you do?
You do think he did?
I'll tell you why I don't think he did. So, but here's why. Because I think if he was going to do it. By the way, this is so, if I'm wrong, it's okay. Commit. I'm not holding back on what I think, because if I'm wrong, I'm really wrong.
Sure.
His comedic ability is pretty good.
Uh-huh.
It's very good. I think he's musically very talented and plays all the instruments. You know, very rarely does he just sing along with a track. Like, he does all the music. So, it's you know, he's talented. And comedically, he gets it. So I think if he was going to do that, like make one, it would have been really hard to sing along. There was a period in there where we did find the rhythm. There's a chunk from here to here, But when you get to it, it's hard. It doesn't keep repeating. So I think if he was going to make a joke, he would have really made the joke. Right. So I think it was just an accident.
Well, I like the accident then. I like that subtly you can't figure out.
It's
the
so
fact
funny
we're
that,
talking about this right now, that's art.
Hey, by the way.
That's art.
Thank
we're
you.
We're talking about it.
It's art.
It sparked a conversation.
So if I just take a pile of shit and I put it on a plate, is that art?
As long as people talk about it and your dad's rich and paid for school, you piece of shit hippie.
Am I an artist, by the way? Because I did that poster thing in my bedroom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I do art like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know what else I did? Like, well, I don't want to talk about it.
What's, am I really singing karaoke? Because I'm getting nervous. My back started to sweat.
Just... Well, last week, Koechner did not do the version that I thought he would have.
Oh, how was he?
He was great.
Yeah, I knew he would be.
He came in, the band started playing.
I'm glad I didn't.
Now, you would have been fine, too, because we did an hour after he left, too.
Oh, yeah.
He came in, he started hitting every instrument. He went over and started shaking the horn player's hand. Then he was playing the piano. Then he was playing the drums. He was fun.
Good. You brought in a band for him, then?
That's right. That's fine. Sorry. Well, I mean, I don't know. It just no, Aristotle, don't go over there. Don't, seriously. That's not a band, Aristotle. I mean, you're good on the drum.
I wasn't like fishing for someone to roll.
Aristotle, come here. Get him over here. Aristotle, are you enjoying this, Chris? No.
No, thank you. And the band, I really appreciate it.
This is not
it.
A
thank
band.
You.
This That's is not a band. No, you don't have to thank him.
I appreciate
it. No, don't thank him. This is horrible. He needs to know it. He's over there screaming like an idiot.
Please stop. Please stop. I'm sorry. I
can't stop. He runs the board.
Okay.
He's only one guy. He's trying to make up for a whole thing.
This is the worst thing that's ever happened on this show, and he thinks he's good over there. Let him play. Let's just not interrupt him.
God.
Let people hear what he sounds like.
Well, this is cutting in on my karaoke.
He is good on the drums. I didn't even know he played the trumpet. He's really trying to do a band for you. That's just thank him. That's great. Give
thank
him a round
you,
of applause.
Arsenal. Thank you.
Give him a round of
thank
applause.
Thank you.
He really made it sound like a band.
Oh, the end. That's the end of that song. That was so good. Past tense. Oh, Jesus Christ. All right. That was so good. That was so good.
Oh, that was great.
That was great. That was the end of something good. Good Lord.
Well, can I tell you, everybody,
if
you didn't enjoy that like I did, you got to really picture Aristotle really likes you, and he feels like, even though he's never done anything like that on the show before, that he can give you a warm feeling, like give a full sound. So he's banging on the drum, and then he's like, he just knows he's got to make a lot of noise. And he gets a trumpet out. He screams, and he's like trying so hard. But it's like, oh, it's painful, right? That's how I pictured that. Go re-listen to it if you didn't listen to it that way and enjoy it the second time. I demand it.
I third that.
People have to start listening.
Callback.
Hey,
all right.
Before we go, I just know Robbie, I guess Fleas ate his leg.
Yeah, he got caught in a he was in his Jeep Wrangler, and he got caught in the mud in the middle of a mosquito.
This is true.
This is true.
It's all true. And he's really paranoid. I have a picture of his leg that he said he won't go out of the house. It's that bad. He said his leg was chewed up like unrecognizable. Mm-hmm. Obviously, he's exaggerating. So I said, send me a picture. I'm not going to make a joke. I'm going to genuinely look at it. And like I know, if I'm going to go, it's obvious you got your leg chewed up a little bit, but it's. Oh! No! No! No!
What? Come on.
No! Oh,
no!
Come on. You've seen this picture before. What? Let me look at it.
Is that bad?
No, you can't look at it. Oh, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking.
I can look at it. I get bug bites all the time. My whole life.
It's Robbie Kirkhoff's leg.
My
look at it.
Whole life. Oh, my God! Ah! Oh, God! I don't want to live anymore. Mommy,
Todd, I can't be.
Kill myself. Lay down for a minute.
You guys, how bad?
He's gonna lay down.
Well, I feel bad. This is Robbie Kirkhoff, friend of the show.
How bad can it be? Hey, Todd.
I don't want you to look at it.
My dad is a doctor. He's in the ER, and I've seen a lot of stuff.
In all
like
fairness, you said you actually watched when they do the autopsies where they chop the bodies up. So you might be all right with this.
Yeah, my mom worked in a morgue, and my dad was a ER.
All right, here we go. Look, well, that's it right there.
Maybe just some calamine. Probably just a little calamine lotion.
That actually will probably help it.
Yeah, yeah. Right. It's kind of just some redness.
He's probably speaking of.
Would you like to end the show with a song?
Sure.
Okay, so here's what we're going to do. By the way, I thought we'd end just like that. Like, it's so bad, Robbie Kirkhoff's leg, that we can never recoup and come back to the show. We're just... All right, so when you walk, now we can't. I will not bastardize that song.
Can I look at my choices?
Yeah, there's not a lot. I told the Kevin Heffernan and Steve Limmy that we would get some good songs on karaoke.
Is this a monitor that you need to have X-ray glasses to read? Because everyone,
Strawberry Fields karaoke, raindrops keep falling on my head. How about home? Something nice, like it says to the. Something where it's a from us to the audience.
Okay,
you know?
I just have
not
to
lean
know.
On me. We did that. I got to get some new ones. I'm sorry.
Oh,
we're scrolling them on the screen right
okay,
now for people
sure.
that are,
and I'm,
for
I'm
all the people that are listening. And that's everybody. How about the Eddie Pepitone one? We
Eddie Pepitone.
I didn't get Shore Mike's yet. Maybe people have to tweet a more direct message. Like Todd's jealous
is that
of.
It? So far, Golden Slumbers is one of the only ones I know. What about Further Down? Oh, wow.
Actually, that's good, Aristotle. I like the way that sounds.
Okay, so some golden... Wait, I thought I was going to... Oh, okay.
No, this is just till we find it. It's right. Betting music that Aristotle's doing.
Well, he's just back at the drums again. So it's like...
No, he's good.
Well, I think it's inevitable that he probably starts singing.
Okay. I mean, I don't think he will. I think he learned his lesson. Suspect.
Is that the Neil Diamond Sweet Caroline? I can sing
that. Yeah, do you want to do that?
Yeah, I like singing that.
All right. Everybody, how about you sing and then I'll talk? I'll take some verses, but I'll just we'll
I mean,
say
I
goodbye.
Know that that fucking like frat boys sing it and stuff, but
yeah,
I'm pretty good. I'm pretty good at this.
Okay. And then
I've done this song before.
And then I might talk during a verse. You'll see.
Right,
we'll be synchronized. Can you put a little reverb in this? Well, everybody, here we now, we meet again. How about Philip stopping by?
Where it began.
Ooh.
I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong.
More reverb.
Was in the spring, and the spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along?
Do this next part as that guy you were singing before.
Hands. Touching hands. Reaching out. Touching me. Touching you.
Sweet Caroline. so good.
So good.
I've been declined to be in a war.
Oh, shit.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the show. How about a nice round of applause for Chris Fairbanks?
Thanks.
I was going to bring it back in, but we didn't. What a fuck.
And I don't seem so lonely, crackling rosy. You know, forever in blue jeans. My mom used to drink a lot of red wine that she made in a tub. She never bathed me. And I
think I'm getting, like, throat issues because of the Arsenio Hall bit.
I like to do something different to close with. Let's go to close doing a nice song.
Okay.
It's a nice little sing-along. Everybody. Into the air. Into the air.
Everybody loves to sing along.
Goodbye, everybody. Come on, go do this song everywhere and send me in a video. You know, like, go up to a street corner and, well, we'll get a better one. Joe will do another one and we'll...
1, 2, 3, 4.
It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us.
Aristotle on drums.
It's the easiest sing-along song in the world. Sing along with us. Sing a long song in the world.
Love in the world.
In the
what
world.
What the fuck, you trickery, tricky bastard. Fuck the guy that wrote
la 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 la
la la la la
la la la la la la la la la la la la la.
Goodbye.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.